Something strange happened in 2022. The economy was growing, jobs were plentiful, wages were rising. Yet everywhere you looked, people felt terrible about their financial futures. This disconnect wasn't just anecdotal. It was measurable, profound, and deeply confusing to traditional economists who couldn't reconcile the data with the national mood. Welcome to the Vibe Session, where feelings matter as much as fundamentals. Think about the last time you felt anxious about money despite having a stable income. That gnawing sensation isn't irrational. It's responding to something real that spreadsheets can't quite capture. The economy isn't just a collection of numbers and policies. It's a living ecosystem of human behavior, expectations, and collective psychology. When we feel uncertain, we spend less. When we spend less, businesses struggle. When businesses struggle, our fears become self-fulfilling prophecies. This circular flow reveals an uncomfortable truth. The economy is as much about perception as it is about production. Money is ubiquitous, yet poorly understood. The unsettling reality? It's a social construct built on collective trust. Most money doesn't physically exist. It's digital information representing promises between institutions. When you buy coffee, you're transferring a bank's promise from your account to another. Banks operate on a model that sounds absurd when explained plainly. They borrow short-term money from depositors and lend it long-term to borrowers, keeping only a fraction in reserve. This fractional reserve system evolved from medieval goldsmiths who discovered they could issue more paper receipts than they had gold. When you deposit $100, the bank loans out most of it, literally creating new money. This feels magical until you realize its fragility. Banks fail through insolvency, bad loans, or illiquidity, panicked depositors demanding money simultaneously. The 2023 Silicon Valley Bank collapse exemplified this. They borrowed short to lend long with no interest rate protection. When social media sparked a digital bank run, the structure crumbled within hours. Supply and demand sounds simple. Prices rise when demand exceeds supply and fall when reversed. But COVID-19 exposed our vulnerable global supply chains. Used cars suddenly cost more than new ones, an impossible market distortion. Semiconductor shortages limited new car production, creating a used vehicle shortage. Used car prices jumped 40% between July 2019 and February 2022, reaching $25,000 average. A 2009 Camry doubled from $8,000 to $16,000, while a 2016 model increased just 50%. The 2022 eggflation crisis showed how multiple factors collide catastrophically. Avian influenza decimated chicken flocks, reducing the U.S. laying hen population by 60 million birds. Supply chain disruptions affected feed delivery, while consumer demand kept rising. Media coverage created panic buying, pushing prices to $5 per dozen in December 2022. The lesson? We desperately need capital investment in infrastructure, upgraded equipment, improved technology, larger warehouses, enhanced logistics systems. Instead, investment flows to trendier technologies while neglecting the fundamental supply chain components keeping civilization functioning. GDP measures economic health through total income and expenditure. GDP equals C plus G plus I plus NX, consumption, government purchases, investment, and net exports. But does strong GDP mean people are healthy and happy, or just spending money? Consumption includes non-durable goods like food, durables like furniture, and services like haircuts. Investment covers machinery, newly built houses, and inventory. Government purchases span office supplies to military equipment. Net exports reflect the trade balance. The problem? GDP measurement hasn't evolved with our economy. Pursuing limitless growth creates perverse incentives, benefiting primarily the wealthy while harming the environment and workers' well-being. Alternative philosophies are emerging. Degrowth advocates reducing production and consumption in advanced economies. Ecological economics seeks sustainability within environmental limits. Post-growth suggests prosperity without perpetual expansion. These aren't academic theories. They're responses to the growing recognition that endless GDP growth on a finite planet might be fundamentally unsustainable. Inflation means your dollar buys less. Your paycheck stretches thinner. In 2022, 7.5% inflation cost average consumers approximately $276 monthly. Here's the confusion. When headlines said inflation is falling, prices didn't drop. They just rose more slowly. This distinction between inflation and disinflation matters enormously. The inflation pizza illustrates how rising costs permeate every ingredient. From June 2022 to June 2023, flour prices rose 12.1%, cheese 1.1%, salt 4.3%, pepperoni 4.9%, vegetables 2.1%, and fats and oils 8.7%, all from labor shortages, climate change, and geopolitical conflicts like the Ukraine war. Corporate pricing behavior drives inflation significantly. Companies find raising prices easier than selling more products to boost profits. Major corporations like Procter & Gamble, Nestle, and PepsiCo raised prices 10 to 13% in early 2023, selling less but charging more to maintain margins. This reveals an uncomfortable truth. In modern capitalism, pricing power often matters more than productivity or innovation. The American dream has become increasingly unattainable. Homes now cost 4.5 times the median family income compared to the historical 3.5 times. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell acknowledged the housing market needs complete recalibration, while many younger people believe nothing short of a market reset will grant them homeownership. Mortgage rates surged from 2.5% in 2021 to above 8% in 2023. Between 2020 and 2022, average new home prices jumped from $405,000 to $547,000, requiring $28,000 more for down payments and nearly doubling monthly payments from $1,343 to $2,628. This priced out countless buyers while advantaging wealthy cash buyers who comprised nearly one-third of purchases. We simply don't have enough housing. Restrictive zoning obstructs construction. New single-family homes under 1,400 square feet plummeted from 70% in the 1940s to less than 10% in 2020. Institutional investors bought more than 1 in 10 homes over the past decade, while short-term rentals doubled since 2020. We've created a system where middle-class stability depends on real estate speculation. Home price gains in the early 2020s created $9 trillion in wealth and drove roughly a third of inflation. When housing becomes an investment vehicle rather than a human necessity, society fractures along lines of access and opportunity. Transformative opportunities exist if we reimagine our systems. Healthcare can become more accessible through policy reform. Immigration offers demographic revitalization and innovation. Housing affordability requires rethinking zoning and construction. Education needs reimagining for future work. Clean energy presents both environmental salvation and economic growth. We need an abundance mindset, seeing potential in collaboration rather than competition, recognizing that economic growth isn't zero sum. This perspective rejects artificial constraints and focuses on expanding possibilities through better resource allocation and inclusive growth. Progress requires political will, public demand, technological advancement, and global cooperation. The key is reconnecting with each other and the world, embracing vigorous, intelligent, sincere hope, not blind optimism, but hope bolstered by critical thinking. The world we experience is shaped by the attention we pay to it. While suffering is intrinsic to the human condition, so is our capacity for transformation. People are the economy. Let's make the economy about people, not as abstract units of production and consumption, but as human beings deserving dignity, opportunity, and hope for a better tomorrow.